Oh, I whoops! I actually hit start streaming. Cancel that. This is not going to Twitch.
Didn't that happen with a previous episode where you like accidentally
Yes,
streamed the whole thing to Twitch?
it did, but it got zero viewers, and I didn't have Twitch set to save recordings, so
Okay.
I don't want to do that again.
The fact that you've actually done that twice makes me think, like, how many people are there on Twitch who are like accidentally streaming Zoom meetings right now?
Yeah,
It has to be a
I mean, th this is
non-zero.
I'm only doing this out of paranoia, recording also on OBS as a backup. I really don't need to do this. Zoom has never failed to record. Oh wait, sorry, no, there's been no Zoom. Sorry, Zoom has had issues recording once, but I was able to recover the file. It didn't like convert its own proprietary recording thing, properly into audio files, but I found how to do that after the fact. And once I accidentally recorded to cloud instead of locally, which is A, annoying, and B, also the cloud version didn't record separate audio tracks for us. Or not for us, I think it was for me and MJ, but whatever.
Speaking of recording, I pressed record once you gave me permission to. Are we supposed to be recording all this? Should I start over?
No, this could be a cold open.
Wow, great cold open.
I'm also recording. Hi, welcome to the Ring Podcast, the podcast where we fuck up recording and accidentally stream it to Twitch. We're innovating in the live podcast genre.
There would be a video feed this time because behind the scenes, Quiver is streaming me footage of her cat.
Yes. Well, I moved the camera there. You can get a close-up of her face.
I said, I'm gonna get a I'm gonna just get a screenshot of this for the co-host. So if you follow us on co-host, you too can see Quiver's cat.
I can see my cat all the time. It's great.
Well,
Yeah, we're meant to be talking about a movie.
yes.
Yeah, we're finally talking about Spiral.
Also, we did introduce ourselves. I'm
Oh
Jed.
yeah.
This is Quiver.
Yeah, you're listening to a podcast that's allegedly about the ring. Fucking Spiral, it's a movie. We got kind of mad at the book that this movie's based on. God,
Although
I'm just thinking about it again. So infuriating.
the movie is, I think, to spoil my opinions right at the start, I guess, I think is not as bad as the book in terms of like just baffling decisions.
Yeah, I mean it has the central baffling decision, which is the way this and Ring the movie were produced. Because the very strange thing about this movie is it came out the same day as Ring. I don't know much about the production history and all the information on that. It's going to be in Japanese mostly, but yeah, they were made, I guess, side by side and then released on the same day as each other.
And they use a lot of the like some of the same actors
Yeah,
and some of the same
like
sets as
Mai,
well.
Ryuji, you are the same people. I think Yoshino, I looked at the cast overlap on IMDb and it said I think Yoshino was in both of them, even though I don't remember his part in the first movie, but he has more of a prominent role here.
They really cut down his role in the Ring theatrical movie.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They cut down a lot of stuff in the Ring theatrical movie. We talked about this, like, compared to the novel, there's a lot of like the more weird metaphysics and sci-fi and stuff taken out of the movie, which is not taken out of Spiral, which makes it a very weird double feature because the Ring movie removes all the stuff that like the plot of Spiral then continues on with. Which, like, yeah, I don't think it's an awful film, but it just makes it a baffling sequel if you don't already like understand the context of the novels.
Yeah, it struggles from like this conflicting idea of what it wants to be, in that it wants to be a sequel to the Ring movie, the theatrical Ring movie,
Yeah.
but it also wants to be a more faithful adaptation of the book than the Ring movie is, which causes this conflict, since the Ring movie was like very loose. Well, not like
Yeah.
very, but like it changed a lot of things.
They were directed by different people. So they're directed by different people, but using a lot of the same cast, some of the same sets. At least Ryuji's apartment is the same set. But like it's just yeah, I think the main thing is just like the Ring movie makes absolutely no considerations for the fact that this movie is going to exist, even though they were released together. So I don't know, like, did they start making the Ring movie first and then they decided to make this like when that was already in production, or was it a plan all along to have them together, and the director of Ring just didn't give a shit and wanted to make a good movie and didn't care about like if the other one tied into it well or not.
Which is probably the right decision, in that like most people who like are into horror have definitely heard of Ring. Nobody has heard of Spiral, which probably goes to show.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. By the time like most people in the West were aware of The Ring as a thing. Ring 2 had already come out, which completely ignores this movie. So Ring and Spiral came out on the same day, and then next year Ring 2 came out, and it just completely ignores that Spiral happened at all. And again has like a bunch of the same cast again.
I mean, to be fair, I also don't know if anyone like knows or cares about Ring 2 either. That wasn't a great movie.
I've talked to people who I've definitely talked to people who've seen Ring 2. I've not met anyone in person who's seen Spiral. But yeah, I don't know. And like other overall impressions, this is not something I picked up on myself, but I've read like other people describe it as being the direction of the movie as being very soap opera-y, which I think I can kind of see from like the very like soft lighting in some scenes, and like the music, and just like I guess the bit of melodrama that's there. But
Yeah, I could
it's
definitely see
definitely
that.
just a completely different atmosphere to Ring.
I feel there's more focus on, yeah, like the character drama of it than on like the mystery, because like for most of it, there's not like this like ticking clock of the curse for them to have to like beat. So it's got like
Yeah.
a more it doesn't have as much of like an urgent pacing to it as Ring does.
Yeah, and like most adaptations, they cut down on the kind of investigation side of things, which is also just it's a movie, it has to fit into like, and into a limited time. But yeah, it's yeah. I don't know. I guess we should start talking about the movie and what it does more specifically. Because I think it starts off strong. The first scene like introduces Ando, and like bef there's when in the first like 2 minutes there's no dialogue, but you understand immediately Ando's entire deal. Like he wakes up, he like wakes up, looks at a photo of Takanori, has like gets out the piece of hair
Which
that he has kept. Like you see a flashback of him on the beach crying. He pulls out like a scalpel and he's like is like hovering it over his wrists to like contemplating suicide, and then I think he's interrupted by the phone ringing. And
It
then it
which it's a very well done and serious scene, but us just being like awful like comedy gremlins, like the only thing I could really focus on was that we found a new Yoichi special, which is that the photo of Takanori, he's on like a little like toy like tricycle, and the writing it says at the front of it is just milk kid. Just the just the phrasing milk kid just really tickled me.
say. Sure. Milk kid.
Milk kid. If you have like episode art set for this, I think it should be the milk kid like.
Okay, I'll make a note of this. Yeah, so the plot continues as the novel. He gets called into an autopsy on Ryuji Takayama. He has like a kind of much more dramatic in this version vision of like Ryuji with his like chest cut open and his like lungs removed. Just sitting up and starts talking to him and starts calling him a shitty doctor. And yeah, I don't know. I guess he's just reestablishing this ghost vision of Ryuji or whatever as like a bit more of an edgelord, because they need to establish that, because they still keep the ending, but his character is nothing like, or his character in the first movie is nothing like the character from the books, so
Yeah, it's that central conflict again of does it want to be a sequel to Ring, or does it want to be a faithful adaptation of the novel? Because novel Ryuji is a very different character from the Ryuji from the Ring, the movie.
Yeah, do you mind just jumping around at this? 'Cause I don't I'm feeling impatient about like trying to go through this in order, and I want to talk about like Ryuji's debt scene.
I mean, yeah, sure, you can. But for the most part, this movie is like fairly accurate to the book. So if you've listened to
Yeah.
our episode on that, it's like mostly follows that. Like he finds the code in Ryuji's body after that scene, and that like starts off the
Yeah,
investigation.
it's changed slightly because it's a piece of paper they found in his stomach. So I guess he just Ryuji, as he was dying, scribbled on a piece of paper and swallowed it as part of his master plan. But that again, but we do see a flashback of his death scene in this movie. They don't show him doing that. It's also different to his death scene in Ring, the movie that came out on the same day. Like, they had to retcon the movie that came out with this one in it, because that one didn't give any consideration to this one at all. So they retconned his death. It's re-recorded in, like, it's the same actor, it's the same set. But they don't show Ghost Sadako at all. They just show him like, panicking and looking around the apartment, but like less, I guess, a bit less dramatic than in Ring. And they like specifically show his corpse, and he has like he's like a really calm expression on his corpse. Almost a tiny little smirk, a little bit, which is just like, We saw A, him, and B, like other victims of the curse in the first movie. That's not what they look like when they're dead. That's not what he looked like when he was dead in the first movie, which, like, if you literally went to see these as a double bill, you just watched like half an hour ago.
Yeah, this is kind of like the only thing that I like outright retcon from the first movie.
Otherwise they do just kind of have to like quickly reestablish things that were removed from the book, like they eventually bring up like the place where the resort dying or the re resort dying where the resort was built on top of where Sadako died as being like maybe a tuberculosis hospital or and or smallpox, but it's very half-assed. It's just like Ando and Miyashita being like, huh, what could have been in that area before? A tuberculosis hospital? Oh, and maybe smallpox. And this is like after they've already discovered the ring virus and just realized it's like a variant of smallpox or whatever. It's very just like there's a lot of awkward exposition. Fucking going back to actually the order of events of the movie, I guess, after the autopsy, Mai shows up and Ando talks to her a bit. And in this version she passes out and he like brings her to a hospital bed, and when she wakes up, she's like, oh yeah, I know who you are. Ryuji was just telling me like last month about you in medical school doing codes together, because we need to get that exposition in, and this is, I guess, the way they thought to introduce it.
They, if I remember correctly, they do like mention that like she'd heard Ryuji tell her about him before, but they don't specify that it was last month in the novel. I guess maybe just to make it like more realistic that you'd remember this random thing he
Yeah,
said
but
in the.
I think she does in the novel, but she has to say a lot more out loud in an awkward way in this movie because we don't have Ando's inner monologue. They also don't, well, they don't really hook up or like plan a date in the same way as the novel. They sort of do later in a different way. It's something that is changed from the novel. And the codes that Ando decrypts from the message in Ryuji's body is different as well. The two words are DNA and present.
Present once he finds the tape, as it's like the tape is a present to him, I guess. His clues he left are still very vague, which they are also in the novels. So.
The kind of investigation gets shortcutted a bit, because the car crash where Asakawa crashes with the wife and kid in the back, in this
Or
version.
in this version, just because it's the same Asakawa from the movie, so it's just her and Yoichi.
And they both die, or well, I guess he died before the crash is the thing, but she just dies in the crash immediately rather than getting the actress back to lie in a bed in a catatonic state for 20 minutes in a movie, I guess, because yeah, they just
Yeah,
shortcut that. She just dies immediately, and the tape, they see the
That's
tapes.
definitely fine to cut out because
Yeah.
Asakawa's whole plot line didn't really go anywhere in the novel.
No, and then Yoshino shows up with Reiko's notebook, rather than like a floppy disk with a file on it, it's just a notebook in this version. And he just shows up already having that and having read it and also having a copy of the tape, and
Yeah,
gives them to
the whole
Ando.
The whole investigation is extremely like sped up because this is by this point it's like 20 minutes into the movie, and by this point Ando already has the like the ring notes, and he already knows about like the virus and the like the just the whole thing's done like very sped through.
And yeah, when he gets the tape, he decodes the second message from Ryuji, which is present, and he's like, "You telling me, is this tape? Is this a present from you?" And so in this version, Ando watches the tape, and fucking Mai doesn't. But he also has like an extra vision in this, or he's kind of two extra visions. One, when he watches the tape, he kind of sees like a flashback from Sadako's perspective of her being killed by her dad and then falling into the well. And then you actually see her face. She looks absolutely nothing like her ghost appearance in the first movie. She's just like a normal woman in a strappy white dress.
Yeah, they did not get the same Sadako actress back, which, fair because she had her hair over her head in the first movies, so, like you wouldn't be able to tell anyway.
Yeah, of all the I think from when I d this was a while ago, but when I dug around when I did like the comparison just on the IMDb cast listing, I think like every returning character is in between Ring 2 and Spiral is played by the same actors, except for Sadako, who's played by someone different in every movie. But yeah, in two of those, her face is constantly covered, so. But then
Anyway,
after he wa Yeah, sorry,
at
go
the
on.
end of the vi at the end of the vision, Sadako climbs on him and like licks him all over in like a sexual way, which all right.
He just has like, yeah, he has like a vision of her like pinning him down on the floor, her lying on top of him naked and like licking him and kissing him, which is like, begs the question, did Raiko experience this as well? And she just didn't say anything.
Yeah, we were wondering if this is something that happens to everyone who watches the tape or not.
Did we get a missing scene of Sadako and Reiko making out sloppy style?
Happy Pride Month.
Have you on when is this gonna go? I don't think this is gonna go out until July.
Well, this was recorded during Pride Month, so.
Yeah, I mean, I get okay, this to
Spiral is kind of Sadako's horny arc, to be honest.
Yeah, true. Fucking I don't I do get I do have a small bit of like I'm a spiteful person. I have like the tiniest bit of resentment around like June is Pride Month thing that is like taken across as like a universal thing online. My local Pride celebration thing isn't until the start of August. Cause not everywhere actually does that in June. It's actually in Ireland, it's staggered across the whole summer with different like towns doing it different weekends. Anyway. Whatever. But yeah, Ando smashes the tape and then is trying to convince Yoshino to drop the story, because he's like, oh fuck, this curse is real shit. Yoshino also has like a really obvious, like significant cough in every scene he's in. That just keeps getting worse. He's just like stage coughing constantly.
Yeah, he has the universal cough of this character is going to die soon.
Yeah, and he starts getting like a rash on his neck. So The yeah, so this is kind of, that's kind of how they do the
He
notebook.
gets a rash on his neck, which I'm noticing now because I just have like the movie open on my other monitor, just like so I can speak about things. He has a rash that is definitely not there in the scenes immediately prior to when he has the rash.
But yeah, they kind of do the notebook version of the curse. If you read the notebook, it has like presents symptoms differently than if you watch the tape. So they Yoshino and then eventually Miyashita later on, like, yeah, start coughing, they get this rash on their neck. Then, you know, fucking whatever, the plot continues. I don't know where I'm going, I'm rambling. I'm good at fucking podcasting. Sorry. It's awkward to do the like, these ones where it's like we're going through the same plot again, but it's like a bit different. Because I'm like, I don't want to recap the stuff that's the exact same, but that means it's kind of jumping around a bit. They lean on Ryuji as kind of to seed the master plan stuff of this, yeah, this being Ryuji's plan all along. They don't so much try and make him into a complete mastermind supervillain as much. They lean into the fact that in the first movie he has like psychic visions. And so they have there's this bit where he sends some manuscript, or Mai gets like some manuscript in the post from him, I think, and then just in the middle of it, there's just like a charcoal drawing of a man and a boy on the beach. And just this it, spoilers, it's the last scene in the movie. It's Ando and Takanori reunited at the end. So they're kind of leaning on Ryuji's slight psychic abilities from the first movie as being like, this is how he masterminded things, and not just he's a special brain genius boy. Which is, I guess, I guess slightly more reasonable, maybe.
I think it's a smart move to like incorporate that from the previous movie as like more of a justification for how he could have possibly planned all of this out. Like
Yeah.
having visions of the future makes it a little more believable that you could plan something like this out.
Yeah, so eventually, Mai and Ando do hook up. And this is kind of another significant change from the novels. Mai getting pregnant and giving birth to Sadako still happens. But so this version, it's Ando that watched the tape, not Mai. So instead of her watching the tape while she's up, they cut out the plot line of Ando being sure that she was on her period. It's such an important plot line, they just completely cut it out. So instead of the tape directly impregnating her, it's that the ring virus replaces his cum.
The ring virus is sexually transmitted through Ando to Mai,
Yeah.
which I pointed out when we watched this means that like this the this whole situation could have been avoided if Ando just wore a condom.
Yeah, or evidently had a wank, because later on in the movie they say he doesn't have any traces of the ring virus in his body anymore. So I guess it just like he just ejaculated the entire viral infection out.
This movie is all an overly long safe sex PSA.
Yeah. You also pointed out this means that adding to the list of characters who are who's gen, who's who gets transed over the course of the series, the Ring Virus.
Yes, the ring virus itself has, in this adaptation, changed from affecting women to affecting men and being transmitted through their cum.
Yes. And look, we're both trans. We both know, like, men doesn't just mean whatever. We're short, quick shorthand, whatever. Shut up.
Right. Well, I mean, we don't have any evidence for how the ring virus affects trans people. It's possible that virus could be a TERF. We don't know.
Yeah, actually, after Ando and Maya have sex, that's actually when they have the scene of them like put getting the virus under the electron microscope. And I really like the they have this big electron microscope prop on this big desk, and then they just have put on top of it a like completely mismatched small CRT TV playing footage of the Ring Virus magnification they have in it, which is like not really not how electron microscopes work, whatever. But it's just also just like funny that the little TV is just plonked on top of this like, you know, it's just a cheap TV, and it's plonked on top of this like much more elaborate design prop that looks like actual like high tech medical equipment, which I guess is probably not unrealistic. Things get fucking shoved together. What works, what you need. Jen just sent me a message saying I have to let the cat out, stall for a little bit. Which I guess I was already doing rambling about the prop, but sure. We also get a scene of mice throwing up, because she's pregnant and then having a vision of Sadako in the mirror, which I don't know, weird thing, extremely tenuous parallel I noticed between this and Ring 2 is they both have a scene of Mai throwing up and seeing a vision. Very important. Then Mai kind of disappears, and we get like, oh, you're back.
The cat changed her mind and wouldn't end up going out. Also, you weren't supposed to read that message I sent.
Jed, this is not a professional setup. I really need you to understand that.
Okay, anyway, go on. Where are you up to?
I was just saying, my like disappears, and we get like a few scenes of like tension of Ando thinking he's going to die because he just watched the tape and crossing off days on the calendar. And like as it approaches the day, he's like crossing off more and more of each day and making the space like blacker. And he starts crossing off all the days after the day he's due to die.
Yeah, which spoils, of course, he ends up surviving, and I just thought at the time that now he's gonna have to buy a new calendar.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's then Ando searches Mai's apartment, finds nothing there. Baby Sadako does not grab his leg.
I was disappointed that part was cut. I wanted to see like a cool like puppet baby Sadako with a little hand.
and then, yeah, Miyashita tells Ando that he's come out all the virus, so there's no trace of the virus in him anymore, and he's actually gonna.
I don't think that's exactly how he worded it,
I
but
think that's
yes.
why we worded it. And then he's like, "Yeah, cool." And then Mai just shows up again, and she's wearing like a red leather jacket and this kind of like. An interesting dress. It's kind of like kind of a dress with like a red and white pattern on it, but also there's the kind of a red splotchiness to it that kind of almost makes it look like it's bloody, which I feel is meant to be thematic. And she's all cool and confident now, and they fuck.
Yeah, she not only is she cool and confident, she is horny as hell. They make out in like the like hospital like stairwell, and then it cuts to like the apartment. So they've just gone home to fuck. She leaks she pins him down and licks him all over, which you might remember from it's fucking
It's Sadako. Yeah, it's
Sadako.
obviously
It's
Sadako.
very obvious if, well, I guess maybe not if you haven't read the book, which tells you this already, but.
I mean, yeah, if you've just come out of Ring and you're going to see this, you're not going to expect that that's Sadako, because Sadako is a ghost who comes out of the TV and kills you.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know why I said that. So that's obvious. That's obvious to us. Like, fucking no one is going to be able to predict that if you haven't, like, us been going through every single piece of Ring media. Which, why would you? That's something. That's not a thing a normal person would do.
No, that's only something an insane person would do. And then a body is found on a roof, and you see it like being brought to the hospital to be identified or whatever. And Ando runs in, he's like really worried. He's like, a young woman's dead, and he's like he like this is a scene from the book, but it doesn't really make sense in this version of events because he thinks he was just fucking Mai, like the scene before. So I don't know why he's worried that Mai might be dead, because she had disappeared, but she's already shown up again. But yeah, they find Mai's body, and then Miyashita shows up with he has Yoshino's cough of death now, and. He introduces the idea from the book of that reading Asakawa's report gives you kind of a perfect recollection of things and is equivalent to watching the tape. And specifically what he highlights is like it's like you said you saw a vision of Sadako's, or no, because he's seen the tape and the whatever. He's like, you've seen the well, it has a chunk missing out of the front of it, right? Because that wasn't in the report, but I can picture in it, I can see it, and that's exactly what it looks like. I have more thoughts on that, but I'll get to that later. Because I want to bring up that in relation to, we're going to talk about the Spiral comic immediately after this. I'll talk about it there. Anyway, and then that's kind of the final piece, and Ando finds Sadako in the lab. So there's a lab, there's also like a genetics lab that's introduced very briefly in a scene earlier in the movie where they've spliced glowing jellyfish, luminescent jellyfish DNA into some rat babies. They have glow-in-the-dark rat babies. That's a scene in this movie, by the way. Mai is in the lab with Reiko's notebook, and Ando confronts her, or Sadako Mai. In this version, Sadako is like a clone of Mai, but with Sadako's memories. I think she has both of their memories. And then because it wouldn't make her leaving a letter and them reading a letter wouldn't make for a very good scene in a movie, she just kind of tells everything directly to him. And including she up front makes the thing about like, oh, by the way, I have a magic womb now. I want you to implant your son and fucking Ryuji's DNA into me to, so I can give birth to clones of them, which are like, God, like, this is a bad plot point. You shouldn't. I hate. We ranted about that for half an hour. It's fucking stupid. But like, even so, it works better in the novel when you just have the two of them show up and then explain it after the fact than have Sadako like upfront being like, I have a magic womb now. You're gonna put fucking Ryuji in me.
Yeah, it feels a lot more rushed than it does in the novel.
Yeah. And then we have this the final scene on the beach, where Ando gets reunited with Takanori, and Ryuji and Sadako are both there, and they're both goths now. Are you gone?
Oh no, I'm here.
Okay, I expected you to have a reaction to they're both goths now.
I'm again behind the scenes of how professionally we are. Right now I'm struggling trying to keep my cat from sticking her face directly into the microphone. Because I'm worried that her purring will pick up on mic.
Yeah, but yeah,
Yeah, they show up at the beach. They're both dressed all in black, and like Sadako has like her hair slicked back now in a weird way. Then
yeah,
they're goths
she has
now.
like a she has like a full length black pure completely black coat. She's much like fucking in the comic we'll talk about in a minute. She's fucking decked out to go into the Matrix.
And yeah, they talk about the whole thing about like how the ring notes are going to be published into a novel that will ring virus up everyone's cum, and how Sadako's magic womb will spread more Sadako clones, and how humanity is dead now, I guess, because everyone will be Sadako's.
Yeah, but they'll be different Sadakos, I guess, because they'll have the appearance of the woman who gave birth to them, I guess. So it'll be much more stealthy. Sadako has no lines here at all. But they're like very also clearly like playing like Sadako and Ryuji as being a couple now. She's like resting her head on his shoulder. He's stroking her hair a little bit. So I guess that's nice. For all the Sadako Ryuji shippers out
Love wins.
love wins. Remember,
And
Sadako loves you.
remember, Sadako loves you.
Sorry, that was written at the final page of like the scanlation we were reading for the manga. Anyway, yeah, did I have anything else I wanted to say?
Oh, did we mention that Takanori is back also, like the novel, like in exchange for Ando not. Actually, I don't know why she does it in this version, because like in the novel, it's because like he's going to try and get like the novel to stop being published, which he could like possibly do, but like in this movie version, he's kind of powerless to stop anything that Sadako is doing, so I don't know why. I guess maybe she just felt generous.
Yeah. Also, yeah, they don't. I like. Why do they not mention making a movie? This is literally a sequel to the Ring movie. Why are you not mentioning the idea that they're going to make it into
Well,
a movie? Why are you just do the fucking meta shit? It's like the one good thing about this idea is the stupid meta bullshit. Do the stupid meta bullshit.
I guess I can kind of see it in that, like, because it like this pretty much every adaptation cuts out Asakawa's brother, who like works in the publishing thing, and is going to get the book published, and since they cut that out, like at the end, they can't do the book already got published, that's going to be a movie. They've got to do the book is going to be published.
Yeah, I guess they also cut out Sadako being an actor.
Yeah.
Although that does happen in Ring Zero. Spoilers for not really spoilers, but preview of what Ring Zero is about. But yeah, I don't know. I'm unreasonably annoyed at that.
I think it's fine.
Also, the only mention of Ando's wife is that he had a dream sequence where he like comes home and his wife and Takanori are still there, but I think it's done quite well. You never see his wife's face in the dream sequence. It's always obscured or her back is turned in every shot. So you never, it's like, it's obviously something is off because he comes home and his wife is there and greets him. But like it's a nice element of things being off in that little dream sequence.
Yeah, it's a nice little like creepy scene. Honestly, I don't think this movie was too bad. Like it has some of the problems I've said that come with like trying to be faithful to the book, just because like the book had a lot of problems. But like I would put this, if we were like rating all of these ring things we've seen, this is like a very like kind of like middle of the road ring
Yeah,
thing that we've done.
I don't know, like this might just be like the mood I was in when I rewatched them. I might have just been in a better mood this time, but I feel like I liked Ring 2 a lot less when I rewatched it, and I liked this a little bit more actually. That again might just be what mood I was in, I don't know. But yeah, on rewatching it, with hindsight, it's not an awful movie. It still has like it has all the problems from the spiral. It has all the problems from like the book with the insane plot and ending. And it has the big problem of it's such a mismatch to the movie it's a sequel to. But I don't know, yeah, I've it's grown on me for some reason.
I agree with whatever you just said. I definitely didn't just leave again.
I didn't
So
read out your message this time about letting the cat out again. Are you proud of me?
thank you. The cat has successfully left my room this time.
Okay, I think that's everything I wanted to talk about with this movie.
Yeah. Well, do we want to move on to the manga now?
Yeah, so the manga came out. The manga came out the year after this movie, and it's kind of.
This is our ephemera for the episode, by the
Yeah,
way.
this is our ephemera section. Because we don't have a huge amount to talk about, I think, but
I
it's
gotta like
like.
read like a little like jingle to signify that the segment is starting.
Okay, what will our ephemera jingle be? I guess we have to. I guess to keep it theme, we'll have to take something from the Dreamcast game.
God, you did not have to actually edit in a little thing of music every time. I was just joking.
I'm just thinking. Sorry, this is gonna be sounds. This is gonna be awful to try and describe, but there's like a cut song in the files for that game that's unused. That it's like I guess meant to be like boss battle music or anything, but it starts off with like a sample of someone just going, what is it? Battle physically, conquer mentally. Now give me a beat. Do do do.
I have not heard this. You have to link me that.
Oh God, let me. It's on the cutting room floor wiki article. Let me find it.
When you're editing this later, could you just like edit in that sample from the
Yeah, of
music?
course. Battle physically, conquer mentally. The cutting room floor wiki article, which, you know, I wrote.
But yeah, the manga.
Okay, I'm sending you. I sent you the link on Discord. I'm also adding it to my notes to link to and edit it in as well.
Okay. The manga is like much more like faithful to the novel than the movie is, since it doesn't have to like try and be a sequel to the movie.
Yeah, it does. It definitely is taking some inspiration from the movie in some ways, I think.
There's a few minor things. They show the well, and it has like the chunk missing from it from the movie's version of the well.
Yeah.
And like I think they're trying to make Ryuji look a little more like his movie counterpart. It doesn't look like one to one, but he has like the same facial hair as the Ryuji from that movie.
Yeah. I think they, like, even just like the first like couple pages feel like they're taking some inspiration from how they introduce Ando as well. The little silent montage in the first few pages also feels a bit like the movie. But yeah, I do, again, it's mostly the same plot. I do have a few notes. Other similarities to the movie is it has Yoshino just handing over the ring report. He mentions getting it off a floppy disk, but Yoshino just has that done himself already and just hands over the finished report to Ando. It still is the same of like in from the book of Ando reads the report and Mai watches the tape and the plot continues on as it does in the book rather than in the movie. And I think like they take some of the same shortcuts as the movie. I think there's no scene of like again baby Sadako grabbing Ando's ankle.
I'm so disappointed both these adaptations cut that scene out, because that was what I'm that not just like the funny baby Sadako grab a leg part, but like the whole like scene in Maya's apartment is like a really nice creepy moment in the book. I think
yeah,
it was, like,
it
one
is
of my favorites.
It is one of the more actual like full on horror moments in these books. And yeah, I think Ando and Mai's relationship is kind of cut short a bit as well. But yeah, it's good. The thing I wanted to talk about, the well that I mentioned earlier, is that it specifically uses the this comic uses the image of the well with the chunk missing out of it as well. And I thought there was just, as much as I don't really like the plot point of the report kind of magically giving you this perfect image of what happened, I think it's interesting that the movie specifically uses the well having the chunk missing out of it as its as the iconography to sell that idea. And then this comic also has the, which is, you know, again, not only based on the novel rather than the movie, uses that iconography from the movies. Because like if you are reading the novel now, some of bits of iconography from the movie is pretty famous. There's a decent chance, even if you haven't seen any of the movies, you've seen that well. You've seen like clips of the movie of a movie or something. And so if you're reading the novel, you know, that the movie will have influenced how you picture things. And
right,
that is probably how you're going to picture the well in your head.
Right, it's kind of different from
it's not really significant. It's just like a thing I was thinking about
right.
in regards to that like specific piece of iconography.
Well, just that thing you were saying about like how like the movies kind of influence it, that is like a difference with this in comparison to like the Ring manga, which the Ring manga came out like either before the movie or like around the same time as the movie, right?
Yeah, it was before the movie.
Right, so like that didn't have like the movie is like an influence on it, but like this manga came out like well after the movie had come out, so like it has like it has like some of that kind of like vibes from the movie, which is like the thing that everyone knows this franchise for, like on it.
Oh yeah, there's one other thing from the movie, sorry to drag us back to it for a second that I did forget. Which is like, an important thing. Oh, I forgot to silence my phone again. An important, like, or not important, but I think that we latched on to was like very funny, at least from the book, is how Sadako, when she's born, doesn't have a clue what happened. She's just like, oh, why the hell did I wake up in this woman's womb? What the fuck is happening? And in the movie, she like says, kind of when she reads Reiko's notebook, and then she's like, oh, this is what happened, okay. So she like doesn't have a clue what happened, and like when they show Ryuji's death, they like they reshoot his death scene, and Sadako's ghost isn't there, and they don't like there is the vision of her making out with fucking Ando in the flat, I guess, in this movie, but like they don't address at all, like, okay, she was reborn. Does she have like memories of being a ghost? Does she remember crawling out of a TV? Does she remember like appearing naked on Ando and making out with him? Is there like a separate ghost consciousness and reborn consciousness of Sadako with two different sets of memories? All of these questions and more will not be answered.
I have to imagine that, like in the Spyro movie, like Sadako as a ghost at the end just didn't happen at all.
Yeah, I feel like that's like just how you have to square it, really. Because it's just not that version of the character at all.
Speaking about Ando having a vision of Sadako making out with him sloppy style,
Yeah.
in this manga adaptation, they have that scene, but they change it so that in the vision they're like making out at the bottom of the well, which I thought was like a cool improvement to the scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's just kind of like a more makes it a little more interesting and a little more creepy.
Yeah, I think it's just a dream though, right? It's like he wakes up
Yeah, it's just
afterwards.
a
It's a, it's not
yeah, it's
it's
just a
not like a
dream.
vision he
This.
has as he's watching the tape.
Yeah, this is just a dream. It's a dream after he watches the tape, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. And
This
then
is also like this is also soon before he meets Sadako in person for the first time, and the thing we said about her being looking like she was ready to go into the Matrix, the reference is because in this she's wearing like some sick ass Matrix shades on her outfit.
yeah. Yeah, she de they that's definitely the like how you would describe those shades. Like she's just wearing a black dress otherwise. Yeah.
If we don't end up using Milk Kid as the episode art, then I think that could also be episode art.
The sick ass
Just
Matrix
Sadako's.
shades.
Yeah.
On the actual art, I think it's pretty good. So I don't I think I think this the Ring manga looks a bit better. There's some nice.
I actually liked the art style on this a little more than
Okay.
the Ring manga.
I
One piece of art I particularly liked was the when Mai becomes Sadako pregnant, she has a vision of Sadako in the mirror, and Sadako is drawn like in a very creepy way.
It made actually
Joke
it made me
by
think of fucking Aoni.
the way. We can't talk about that yet. That's gonna be the favorite for a later episode.
Oh God. I know I like a lot of the establishing cityscape shots that are in this. I just like the like
What?
architecture and like industrial art that's occasionally is establishing shots is nice. I don't know. The
One
artist cannot
issue.
draw kids though.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. The one issue we've noticed with the art style though is that they showed a flashback, but they have the whole chapter, which is just a recap of Ring
Yeah,
from
as
the
is
novel,
tradition.
and they have like panels showing like the plot of Ring happening. And when they show the part where Asakawa's wife and child watching the tape, they've aged up. What's she called in the novel?
Yoko.
Yoko, that's it. They've aged up Yoko to like, I think she's meant to be like a young child, like not a baby, but like a young child, but she looks like she could be like a teenager
I don't
in
think she
this.
looks like a teenager. She looks like an adult who has been shrunk down. Like she does not have, she does not have like she just has adult proportions. She's just small.
And then later on, when we see Takanori, he also just looks like a smaller adult. So
Yeah.
I think this artist just doesn't know how to draw children.
Yeah, there's a set of pages that also struck out to me as well, which is when Sadako and Ando hook up. They like get into an elevator together, and there's like a few pages which is just like them standing next to each other, and then she reaches out and grabs his hand, and there's a two-page spread of just like she's on one page, he's on the other, and their hands are meeting in the middle, and then the next page is a second full-page spread where he like you would you turn the page and it's his side again, but he is like after kind of rushing to the other page, so it's just like the it just his like left arm and his back's left in that page, and on the left hand side it's the two of them kissing. I just that's just stuck out to me as like a nice little sequence.
Yeah, like I said, the art in this I really liked a lot for the most part. I think honestly this might be like a better way to experience the story than the novel, maybe.
Yeah.
I'd probably recommend this manga over the novel, I think.
Yeah, you can find you can find the scanlation that we read on the Internet Archive. It was by Jay Lopez for Nensha.net, which we may talk about a little bit more in future. We did a little bit of digging through archive.org archive pages of old like Ring fan sites. We might talk about that in the future.
I think that'll be a fun episode, but then we'll probably leave that for a bit later. I'm
Yeah.
thinking we might do that after we do the American Ring movies.
Maybe. Yeah, is there anything else?
I guess just plugs for us on co-host. We're at the Ring Pod on
Yeah,
co-host.
which hopefully will continue to exist for at least another few months.
Hopefully. I'm on Blue Sky. I can make like a Blue Sky account for us
Oh,
if co-host
I
does, I
don't want to
guess.
go to Blue Sky.
I'll run it for you. I'll save you the horrors of having to be on another website.
I don't, yeah, I'm just like, I don't want, I use Twitter for a long time, but I don't really want Twitter too. I feel like
We're
I had
also both
some.
have we also are both personally on co-host our own pages. I'm at Jenhead Jan and you're at Sundry.
God, oh, I don't want people to look at my co-host.
Well, you can edit that part out if you want.
Yeah,
We're both a co-host. I'm at Jenhead Jan and Quaver is at an undisclosed page. Do not look for it.
Yeah, I
Oh,
feel like
you released a mod for Sonic Roboblast. Do you want to talk about
oh
that?
sure, why not? Yeah, I published another small mod for Sonic Roboblast 2 that like makes your character into a Katamari, so when you run over stuff, it picks it up, basically. I kind of wanted to do more with it, but I couldn't get some stuff working, and I ran out of steam with it, so I just released it as it is. Yeah, it's the same game. It's Sonic Roblast 2, which you've probably not heard of because it's a weird, obscure Sonic fan game that's a fucking fork of Doom. But if you ever wanted to play Sonic, if you ever wanted to play a Sonic fan game, but it's Doom, but also it's Katamari, now you can.
Yippee.
Yippee, I had to learn how Quaternions work.
I'm so sorry that you had to do complex maths for this.
I mean, I like complex maths. I have a master's in applied maths. I guess that's it.
Podcast.
Next episode, we'll watch two more episodes of The Ring Final Chapter.
Oh, right.
God,
What
what
are
was
we up here
happening in
now?
that show? We haven't recorded so fucking long.
Oh, yeah. I guess we didn't say that. Like, in terms of the episode releases, I don't think there's going to be too big a gap, but we went on like a bit of a hiatus in terms of actually recording.
Yeah,
So we've kind of
there was a
forgotten
big
everything.
backlog of recordings, so there hasn't been any, there shouldn't be any gap in releases for that people will notice, but yeah, we actually haven't recorded in ages.
Yeah, like months. I watched this cursed videotape. I got this thing. We've had to come over to help lift it. It was this whole thing. We got distracted.
Sure, let's go with that. Not just my health has been shit and I've been really run down and burnt out.
See, I was trying to make a funny little thing, but yeah, sure, if you just want to be depressing about bye.
Bye. Good recording, baby.